I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on January 24th, 2020. Open source developers are increasingly shunning copyleft licenses, according to a report released this week. WhiteSource maintains a database of over 4 million open source packages and 130 million open source files, which it uses to help power the paid-for compliance and bill of materials services that it offers to its customers. But every year, the company also releases a freely available report that summarizes license usage in the projects that it tracks, and which provides a good snapshot of licensing trends within the FOSS community. For 2019, the company found that the popularity of copyleft licenses has continued to decline, with only 33% of all open source components now electing to adopt them. This figure is in stark contrast to the almost 60% of packages licensed under copyleft that WhiteSource tracked back in 2012, since when more permissively licensed software has increasingly come to dominate the open source ecosystem. The company suggests that this change has been driven both by the mainstreaming of open source software and also the emergence of a broader cooperative ethos within the developer community, which has led to the flexibility offered by permissive licensing becoming more highly valued. The OpenG Apps project has started to deliver packages for Android 10. While the project usually releases its packages very quickly after a new version of Android lands, the last few months have seen it suffer a number of hosting issues which appear to have impacted its schedule. However, and in good news for anyone using a custom ROM based on Android 10, the project has now released its Pico and Nano packages of Google's apps, and is actively working on delivering its other package variants for the new platform. Intel has joined the Linux Foundation's CHIPS Alliance Consortium. The surprise move appears to have been largely motivated by Intel's desire to see greater industry adoption of its Advanced Interface Bus, which it is contributing to the organization as an open-source and royalty-free specification. The consortium's Interconnects workgroup will now pick up on future development of the bus, which Intel will also help oversee, having been gifted a seat on the CHIPS Alliance board. The KDE community has received another donation from the Handshake Foundation. Having previously donated $300,000 to the KDE community back in 2018, Handshake has now returned and gifted the organization a substantial number of its HNS coins in a donation that's roughly equivalent to 79,000 euros in value. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/88. We'll be back next week.